Bavasa Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavasa Bavli, Daf Kuf Samach Vav. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Aleph, Amad Beis, at the second Mishnah on the page, Mishnah Gimel. Kasu boi melemala mana o melemata mosaim, melemala mosaim o melemata mana, hakoheilech acha atachdoin. If at the top of the document it said a mana, which is 100 zuz, and below it said 200 zuz, or vice versa, we always follow the bottom amount. So why is the upper one written? If that's the case, so that if one of the numbers of the lower amount will be erased, they could learn it from the upper one. And the Gemara says, Tani, we have a Baisa. The Baisa says that we can always learn the bottom one from the top one, and they get Makusha, and only when there's a discrepancy of one letter, but not if there's a discrepancy of two. Ben Hanan le Hanani, Ben Anan le Anani, Bois Achas, Makaim Noisei, Bishte Oisius, and Makaim Noisei. Between the words Hanan and Hanani, or between the words Anan and Anani, the document is valid, and we learn the bottom one from the top one, but if it's discrepancy of two letters, then we can't validate it. Rabbi Yitzhak Shaw, Melamalan, Kosov, Hanan, Melamatan, Nani, Mao, Lelamed Achtachtoin, Meelioin, Hanan, Veelioin, Metachtoin, Nani. The question is, Rabbi Yitzhak asks, if above it said Hanan and below it said Nani, which means that above has an extra letter and below has a different letter, extra letter, does below learn from above or above from below? And the Gemara does not answer this question.